The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. An unknown poet once wrote the following lines. I dreamt death came the other night, and heaven's gates swung wide. With kindly grace an angel came and ushered me inside. And there to my astonishment stood folks I'd known on earth. Some I had judged most unfit, and others of little worth. Indignant words rose to my lips, but never were set free. For everyone showed stunned surprise. No one expected me. We love to judge other people. We get lots of practice when it comes to critiquing others. Some flaw in our human nature makes criticizing other people so easy to do. You know, the sin most often mentioned in confession is a judgmental, harsh attitude toward others. It's like we're looking through binoculars. When we look at ourselves, our own faults, we look through the wrong end. Everything appears tiny. But when we take a look at somebody else, we use the proper lens, everything seems so big. The faults of others get magnified, often way out of proportion, misunderstood. The pastor was invited to dinner one night. While the family was eating, the little 5-year-old girl said she thought it was dangerous to go to church every Sunday. This dangerous idea puzzled the pastor. He asked the little girl what she meant by saying going to Mass was dangerous. Well, she said, Last Sunday, Daddy told Mommy there was a big shot in the pulpit. The lector massacred the readings, and the organist drowned the cantor. Even doing church, our minds crank out judgments of other people. America's favorite pastime is judging others, and there's no chance of a player strike anytime soon. It seems part of being human. We all tend to judge others. Jesus says, yes, take a good look at other people. And he means a good look. Christ challenges us to look for the good in everybody. God looks at us without prejudice or hoping to find defects. God looks with understanding. God detects even the tiniest spark of goodness hidden down deep somewhere. And so should we. And if we look at people with a good look, that can sometimes awaken the goodness they have been unable to find in their own lives. They begin to believe in themselves. The famous Father Edward Flanagan, who founded Father Flanagan's Boys Town, is being considered for sainthood. Movies have been made about the success of Boys Town, Nebraska. Troubled youngsters who no one could deal with went there to live. With a fantastic success rate, these same kids became loving, well-mannered, well-educated citizens. The founder, Father Flanagan, is remembered for his famous phrase, "There is no such thing as a bad boy." He believed it. He believed in the kids, and that's what made his work a success, because then they began to believe in themselves. If only we could adopt that same slogan, "There's no such thing as a bad person." Jesus believes it, so should we. Christ challenges us to look at other people the same way, with a good look. The perfect time to look at ourselves is around the corner. Lent begins Wednesday. It is the season for self-inspection. For the next 40 days, the church challenges us to take a good, hard look at ourselves. We would prefer to judge everyone else. A couple arrived home after Sunday Mass, and then she started in. "Did you see that woman ahead of us? Those tight jeans? What about that guy next to you? Where do you ever get that tie? That one usher had the nerve to go to communion. He's had six wives." The husband sighed, "Sorry, dear, I didn't see a thing. I fell asleep." To which she replied, "Huh, going to church sure does you a lot of good." Lent is the time to take a look at ourselves. The church calls us to extra time in prayer, acts of penance or self-control, sharing with people in need. And we should spend time taking inventory of our own lives. Lent calls us to receive the sacrament of penance. We need to spend time deciding what we need to bring to confession during Lent. We judge ourselves, admit our faults. Then once we get the idea of what needs to change in our lives, Lent is the time to work on it. Well, we're all pretty good at being judge, jury, and executioner for others. Criticizing other people is our sport. But God doesn't play the game. God only looks for the good in people, and we're called upon to do the same. Our Lord calls us to look through his glasses, which track down the good in everybody. And you know, sometimes giving that good look to somebody will spark them to believe in their own worth. We've got to get better in looking at ourselves, judging the person in the mirror instead of the person out the window. Lent is the time to do that. Lent is the church's 40-day self-improvement course. And this Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, it's registration day. Every one of us needs to sign up.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in